Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts,
Brianna,
Happy,
and Natalie, and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024, and it is episode 185 of KSL, which is just wild. And today we're going to be chatting about puppies. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet or a drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. And we're going to kick it off the same way we always do with a what's on our needles. Brianna.
So tonight I'm working on my sampler pillow. We're finishing up class. I think it's this week that we're finishing up class. So I have to be finished this pillow by class. So we'll see what happens.
You've got this. It looks great.
All right.
What about you, Kathy?
I am knitting on the baby dress that I was working on last week, and the one that has a little pocket in it for my friend who's a new grandmother. And I just, you know, it's perfect chat knitting. I just got to keep going with it.
I loved it.
Thank you.
I have been working on my Toscana bag, my crochet bag. We have our final class on Saturday, and I'm very excited for this bag. It's going to be a really beautiful one. And I think I'm going to wear this a lot day to day. It's very everyday bag versus like a market bag.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah. Very exciting. All right, you guys, are we ready to talk about our furry friends?
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to chat all about puppies today. And the first thing that we're going to do is give a little virtual shout out to our dogs, a little meet and greet, if you will. So Brianna, do you want to start by talking about your girl?
My dog just ran straight out of the room when you said that.
Bye, Elle.
But Ellie is sort of with me today, whether it's, you know, running around or in spirit in a whole different level of the house for me. But yeah, she is I think she's like 5 or 6 years old now. She's a Shar Pei lab mix. And I adopted her about 4 years ago. So not when she was a puppy, but she sure did act like a puppy when I got her.
She's a cutie. We love our Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And what about you, Kathy?
So my dog is Wheezy, and she is not up here. I am on the third floor. And one of the things, Wheezy doesn't like to do steps. You know, we live in one floor. You know, the third floor is separate. And because she never has to do steps, except for the front steps to go outside, she will not come up here. So I let her hang out downstairs, but I do have a picture. I'm going to hold this up. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh, we
share the screen, but that was yesterday. We were sitting on the porch together and she was totally soaking up the sun with a smile on her face. And I just love that picture. She was just she's so happy. So I'm sorry she's not here on my lap, but it was too much today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Wheezy, we love her.
Yes.
And my little guy is a new guy. He's new here. We just got him last week. His name is Briar, and he is 9 weeks old as of yesterday. And he is very much so a puppy. So we're going through all those fun puppy stages right now. He likes to cuddle. He also loves to play, and he loves to play very rough. So we're working on that. But yeah, we love our furry friends. Let's jump on to our next question. How did you choose your dog's name? This is a great one.
So when I adopted Ellie, her name was Precious. And I absolutely hate that name. It gives me the just like, oh, I don't know. It makes me feel really cringy. And she's not. The problem is that she's not a Precious. Like, when I think of Precious as a dog's name, I think of this little baby fluffy dog, like, you know, like a Yorkie or something like small and cute. Ellie is 40 pounds of muscle. Like, there, she's just muscle and skin, so she's not Precious. But I love the name Ellie. I'm regretting naming her that now because I think it's a really cute little girl name. So it's kind of like crossed off my baby list. But I loved it, and I at the time I didn't think I was, you know, wanted to have kids, and you know, I was lonely and sad when I adopted. This is why you shouldn't adopt a dog, when you're not thinking straight. But that I named her Ellie, and sometimes I'll call her Eleanor Precious if I'm like mad at her, like, you know, first name, middle name situation. But we normally call her Stinky around the house. That's her nickname. My husband calls her Dinky because she's kind of like a little dumb and a little stinky. So,
Oh,
it's out of pure love, I promise.
I love it. A dog nickname. That's the best. All right. So
Love it.
Wheezy, her name when we adopted her was Monica. And we didn't, I don't
Oh,
know, both of us
normal.
were like, no, not. I like the name Monica. I have friends from growing up that were named Monica and Monica from Friends. It just didn't work for us for a dog, Monica. I could just see Ed all the time going, Monica, Monica. So we were debating names and going back and forth, and we had a handful of them. And then one morning, she was wheezing a bit, and I said, "Oh, Wheezy." And Ed was like, "That's it. That's her name." So I wasn't really the name I wanted her picked, but it actually has been a great name. So that's how Wheezy got her name. She was wheezing.
And it's like really
Yeah.
original too. Like I have never, and I don't think I will ever meet a dog named Wheezy.
Oh, think so, especially how we spelled it. Again, just like you were saying, Brandy, it's those moments where you're just like whimsical, and I'm like, well, how are we gonna spell it? Like, so we still don't know how we spell it. Sometimes we get confused and we spell it differently. So yeah.
I love it. It makes me happy. I love it. Well, we just went through this whole like naming debacle very recently, and it's hard, you guys, to pick the name. It is hard. But we had like a lot of different ones floating around, and then I saw Briar, Briar on a top 10 most badass things to name your dog list. And we were trying to keep it like, I don't know, a little relevant to our lives. We threw out like a couple of names that were relevant to like how we met, and a couple of names that were relevant to like golf, because it's something we love. And Chris also curls. And there's a curling tournament called the Briar, spelled excuse me, Brier. So that we went with Briar and we spelled it Brier, and it's like a curling kind of reference. But he's our little curling dog. He's super cute and he's curly, so
Yeah.
got that going for
Love
him.
that. I was so curious, your new puppy and his name. I'm like, how did she come up with that? That's so
Yeah.
fun. Very fun.
Well, and now with his sharp little teeth, it is kind of like a briar, which has like prickles. So, you
It works
know.
in every sense of the
Yes, but his name when he came to us was Rigatoni. So when he gets crazy, we've been calling him Big Rig.
Oh, fun.
Because he was also
Anyway,
the biggest one in the litter. So
I
that's
love,
his alter ego, his crazy alter ego.
and I love Brianna Eleanor. I mean, so formal. Like it's like your mother and or dad calling you by your first name and middle name, and you know you're really in trouble. So
Oh,
Big
yeah.
Rig, Eleanor. We just
Big
have some
Rig.
of those names. Well, no, I do say Wheezy Peasy Pumpkin Pie. I don't know why, but that's whatever.
All right, you guys. So, what about three things our listeners should know about our puppies or our passion for pets? We'll go round robin three times.
Well, as you guys might know, Ellie is not your typical dog. She is a wild child. She has calmed down a little bit. She's on better medication now. But if you are going to get a dog, and this is not something that I thought of, obviously, when I found Ellie, make sure either you're okay with never going anywhere, paying somebody to watch your dog, or make sure the dog is okay traveling. Like it's, you know, one of those three options with a dog. There's a lot of dogs out there that love the car, they love going places, they want to be with you. Unfortunately for me, Ellie is not one of those dogs. So when we go anywhere, when John and I leave the house and plan a weekend or like want to go on vacation or even like something that is an entire day that we won't be home, we have to ask family and friends to stop by and feed or walk the dog. We oftentimes have to pay somebody to come like puppy sit at the house. So that's like the biggest thing. Either do some research into the dog if you're adopting or purchasing a dog from a breeder. Make sure that they're okay traveling, or be okay with the fact that maybe they're not.
That's a good point.
Okay. It does affect your lifestyle. It does. That, because you
Definitely
do
does.
factor that in all the time. So, and even if they like to get in the car and travel with you, like Ed and I will take Wheezy on day trips to Cape May. She likes the car. But it does change what we're able to do. And it's fine, but we can't go into a sit-down restaurant with her and things like that, which is, it's all, it gives us a different quality of life also. So, but it is, it's something to think of. Okay. Is it my turn to tell you something about Wheezy?
Yes.
Okay. I almost thought about recording downstairs on my first floor just so that we could be closer to Ed and Wheezy, but this just makes me laugh so much. Ed has a harmonica. He's had one forever. He's the guy who pulls it every once in a while. He doesn't really play it. He just like does a thing with it. He just fun. And whenever he pulls out the harmonica, Wheezy sings.
Oh.
It is, I mean, she just sings. She's got her head up. She is like almost like an opera singer. It's so funny. So when Ed plays his harmonica, Wheezy sings along. And actually, that's the only reason Ed plays his harmonica is for Wheezy to sing along.
I love
Is
it.
she like, does she howl a little bit, Kathy?
I don't think I've ever
Oh,
noticed.
it's not even a howl. It is literally. Because you would expect more of a howl. It is literally, she is singing. And you know how opera singers sometimes like lift their, push their chest down and lift their neck up and kind of, she does that. It
That's so
really
cute.
sounds like opera. Woo!
Much fun.
That's amazing. We're still learning a lot about our dog. Every day I learn something new about him. But one thing that's been funny is when he's sleeping, he like moans a little and groans a little, like he makes noises. So his new favorite thing with me is, especially in the mornings, we'll get up early, we'll go outside, we'll come back in, we'll eat breakfast, and then we'll go maybe play for like 10 minutes, and then he's wiped out and ready for a nap. And he's been crawling into my lap and falling asleep. And as like if I stop petting him, he'll just start like groaning at me, like little, and he's asleep, but like it's just really, really cute. So I was working with him on my lap earlier today, and I was like, oh, this doesn't make sense about something. And he was groaning. I was like, I feel the same way, buddy. This is crazy. But he's very cute. It's been a funny thing. Chris and I will just constantly look up at each other while he's sleeping and make eye contact because he's like ridiculous in sleep. He's a cutie. All right, Brianna, how about Ellie? What's number two?
I absolutely love the cuddles and snuggles with the dog. She is a larger dog, well, bigger than what you guys have right now. Natalie, I don't know. Briar might be bigger than Ellie soon.
Yeah, he's gonna be a big guy, big rig.
But especially lately, the last couple of weeks, she's been super like lovey-dovey, even though I just said at the beginning of the podcast she ran away from me when we started. But at night when we're like settling in, it's so funny that we'll be like downstairs, cooking dinner, late night dinner, or like prepping meals for the next day, and it'll hit a certain time and she'll go put herself to bed. And then when it's actually time for us to go to bed and like we get in bed with her, she runs away, and 2 seconds later she comes back and just like puts her butt in our faces. But that's how we sleep together at night. It's really cute, and that's like one of the only times during the day where she's like relaxed and like wants to be that close to us. So I love it. I take advantage of every second of that.
Love it.
You know, there is something. So Wheezy sleeps with us too. She always has. She doesn't necessarily sleep with either one of us. It just depends on, I think, who she wants to be with. Like, she'll sleep with either one of us. And there's nothing better than you going, yes, she's mine tonight. And having them snuggle up and feeling their heartbeat and their breathing. Oh, it is like, it's the best sound machine in the whole wide world. There's really no sound, but it just gives you that rhythm to doze off also. Enjoy those moments. And Natalie, enjoy those moments of Briar being able to sit on your lap.
I
Because he
know
can.
it's gonna get real bad real fast. Chris was like, you better stop that because he's always gonna want to do it forever and he's gonna be way too big for it.
Like Clifford sitting on your lap. Okay, so I'll go. Am I ready? Should I go now? Okay. So this is mine. Wheezy is our glue. Wheezy is the glue for Ed and I. And I know you gals know this because we've talked before, but our listeners maybe don't all know this, but she is the one that holds us together. And gosh, she's just amazing. The cards that Ed and I buy, we like to exchange cards for different occasions. And the cards that she buys for her mother or her father, as we say, are the ones that are the most endearing. You know, the ones I got Ed are usually the funny ones, but the love comes from Wheezy's cards. So we actually communicate our love through Wheezy. I mean, she does great card shopping. We don't know where she gets her allowance or where she gets to the store, but she picks out really nice cards and she always puts in lottery tickets also.
Oh,
And I
Wheezy.
know. And yeah, she's pretty crazy about that. She has a way. And then, you know, kind of in that same thing as she's our glue. I talk out loud to her all day, every day when I'm home. Like that's how I process information. And I think Ed does the same and she absorbs all that. And then I guess she knows who to sleep with that night. To be closest to.
I love it.
She's our glue.
That's
Aww.
the cutest thing ever with the cards.
I love that.
That's the best.
Her penmanship has not improved in all these years, but she signs her own cards. Yep.
I mean, four paws really is it's gotta be tricky with the
Hard. And we use a marker, of course, so there's no tracing.
Yeah, exactly. Permanence. I love it. Oh my gosh. Well, so again, I'm early days. I don't really have a whole lot of good intel on Briar yet, but one of the things that makes me I like will cry. He is obsessed with this duck toy that Chris bought. It's bright yellow. It's a little duck. It crinkles. And I couldn't figure out why. Like he has a million toys. Why is this one his favorite? And I looked it up, and puppies can see the color yellow. And that's probably why he likes it so much, because it's probably like the only thing that's so bright that he can see. And I read that and I was like, what? But it was so sweet. And then I also read the show Bluey, that children's TV show about the dog family. They make that show in colors that dogs can see. So like your dog can watch that show. Isn't that crazy? I never knew this. Like I knew they couldn't see all colors, but now every time he has his duck, I'm just like, oh, buddy, you can see your duck. You
Yeah,
can
and we
see
could
the yellow
watch
and the
Bluey
black.
today on break.
Yeah.
I did
Yeah.
not know that about Bluey. There's so many like mind-blowing things about that show, but that's so crazy.
Yeah, because it's all like blues and oranges and yellows. Yeah, like the whole color scheme. And then what I like was watching a clip of it because I mean, I'm crazy. I'm gonna put it on the TV for him and see. He's a TV watcher so far. He loves the TV. So we'll see. But I was like, this is so crazy. And what a good idea to make something that's interactive for kids and their dogs. It's awesome.
You know, I was just talking with my neighbor today about that show. She specifically mentioned that one and then a movie, Monsters, Inc. And we were talking about the quality of those for children. And I've never watched Bluey, but she said they're really short episodes and she also gets something out of it. So
It's cute.
I've got to tune into Bluey.
Yeah.
Now I have to look this up, but yes, I think they can. I think they can see it.
So I think just jumping in on the dog thing, when you mentioned that, Natalie, our first dog's first toy, so this is, we're talking 1990, was the Aflac duck. It was a stuffed duck. Ed had had a little injury, and they gave him the Aflac duck to go with whatever else he got from Aflac, whatever. Anyway, and she loved that toy. That was Randall. And so then, I don't know why, but we don't call dog toys toys. We call them ducks. So it's, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, Weezy's favorite toy right now is this thing that looks like a whoopie pie. And it's like, where's your duck? Where's your duck? So
I love it. Well, they can see a duck. So there we go.
Yes. Cool.
All right, Brianna, number three.
So my third one, and I think this goes for all dogs, and Kathy, you touched on this too. Ellie for sure is a great person to just, or she's not a person, she's a dog. Oh gosh. But she is great just to like sit there and listen to whatever you have to say. So if you need to like talk something out or just like say something out loud, the dog's there to hear it. And the great part is that they don't have anything like mean to say back. So you can say whatever you want and they're just listening. They like to hear your voice no matter, you know, what it is.
Dude, you could be ranting and raving and just to the dog, and they're just looking at you and just smiling and saying, just, you can just read their eyes like, it's okay. It's okay. Yep. They're just so happy to hear your voice.
Yep.
All right. So my third one is, it keeps us moving. I just love the fact that I wish we did have a fenced in yard so our dog could run on his own, but every time we take our dog out, it is on a leash and it involves a walk. And I'm just so grateful that it has really kept Ed and I moving, having the dog. So they're good to keep us moving.
Yeah, that's a
I'm
really
excited
good
to be able to walk him. We can't walk the dog until he's 16 weeks old because of vaccines, and then we can take him on walks. So I'm very much so looking forward to the walks.
And then you do the walking and you're talking to them in public and you really don't care. Like what anybody else is looking at you and thinking, oh my gosh, it's like so nice. It's so healthy and healing and you get it all out.
I love it. I'm so excited. I really, again, don't have a ton of information, but one thing I do know about Bri is he's a really good, cute dog and he's pretty great. We've taught him how to sit and lay down. He's been pretty good with the commands. Like he's very food driven. So he's been, well, Big Rig, he has been very good about learning quickly. So now we're able to like get pictures of him because like he'll sit or lay down for us and we can like snap a cute picture. So I think hopefully he'll be very trainable. And I want to do some fun stuff. Like we were talking about maybe getting him to put his own toys away or like getting beers from the fridge for us, things like that. So stay tuned. We'll see if we can pull it off and just how far we can go. But he is part poodle, so he's supposed to be really smart. We'll see.
They're smart. Oh, that's fun. Has he grown already, Natalie, since you and Chris brought him home?
I swear he has. Like, I think his paws just hit. He's like in that phase where like his paws are bigger than the rest of his body. So he's a little clumsy, but I feel like his legs have gotten longer. I was saying to Chris earlier, I was like, he looks so tall. So I think it's going to be a weird situation where I won't really see it as it's happening. But when I look back, it'll be jarring in the first year. But he's going to be, I think he's gonna be bigger than we think. So we'll see.
Cool.
It'll be good. All right, guys. Well, that's three things we love about our furry friends. The next thing that we're going to talk about is, do you have a favorite dog song or scene in a movie?
I could not come up with a single like pop culture dog reference at all.
All right. Well, I'm going to go behind the screen on this one for just a second and play a little clip. And then I'll tell you what it is.
It's so funny to have a baby. I call myself so very lucky.
All right. So that is from You've Got Mail, and it is the puppy song. And it has just always been like, I love that. I love that scene. I love that song. And it's about a puppy. So, yeah.
That's
I was
fun.
just watching that the other day and I thought of you immediately. I was like, oh, this movie, it reminds me of The Knitting Shop. And I'm obsessed. I watch it like once a week, but I would know that song on like the first note. It's so cute.
Yep.
I love it.
Never seen it, but I'm like sitting here thinking about things now, and we just talked about Bluey. But like Blue's Clues was like a huge thing when I was a kid.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
going with that. I love that show. That dog
Yeah.
is cute. Emma Genta. Yeah.
Yeah. But seriously, Brianna, You've Got Mail is on Netflix as of last week, and you need to watch it. It's Meg Ryan. She has this cute little bookstore. You have to watch it. She wears Tom Hanks
outfits.
I will be adding it to my list.
Oh my God. It's like to die for. I'm obsessed.
It
it's
is.
Like a comfort movie for me.
It was totally, I think I've told you that. I think I've shared this with you guys. So it had come out just a little bit prior, I think, to when we opened the Knitting Shop. And it was part of the background of forming the Knitting Shop. And you remember how in the shop window, which I have it right here, we always had the open and close sign? Because remember the bookstore, she always turned the sign. That's what, and we're shop girls.
Yeah. We're shop girls. I watch that movie and I always say out loud to myself, you nailed the feel of that shop. Like it is the Knitting Shop. It's insane. I am obsessed with it. I think that's part of the reason I watch it so much is because it just reminds me of like the old Swarthmore shop and how cozy it was.
Gosh, it feels familiar. Cool.
Yes, 100%. All right. Mine is, I used to sing this all the time when I was young, but I loved the scene in Annie where she finds the dog and she sings that song, Dumb Dog, Why Are You Following Me? I used to know every word. I used to sing it in the shower so loud that like my mom would threaten to like, I don't even know. She'd be like, if you don't stop singing that song, I'm gonna
listen. Oh my God, I love it.
But it's a belting song, so I don't blame her. It probably was very loud. But I love that scene. And I love Annie. It's another movie I really love.
And the dog's name was?
Oh my gosh.
Sandy? Was it Sandy?
Sandy, yes.
Yeah. Another good. Yeah, dogs. I don't ask me who the guys are in the movie, but I can tell you the dogs' names.
I know the dog's name. I love it. Amazing, guys. Well, anything else we want to whisper out there about our furry friends? Anything we love? We love them.
Yeah, get a dog.
Get a dog. Yeah. Do it.
Or any fur friend. They're all great.
Yeah. So sweet. All right, you guys. Well, let's move on to some other hard hitters. How about we start with what our favorite things are this week?
Oh, well, my favorite thing this week is patches. Okay. And I don't know why, because I don't have that many, but I just got one. Okay, I got a second one from SSSK because I'm special. I deserved a second one. Mary just handed it to me. But I have been seeing all of these like hats and like jackets with and bags with patches on them recently. And I need to figure out how to get this patch on a piece of clothing that I own. I need to do it. I'm becoming more and more obsessed.
Yeah, the patches on like a jean jacket are the new friendship bracelet.
Yeah.
Really?
I need to do it.
Okay, it's so time cute. To start sewing them on. That's exactly what I was thinking is, and I have a new jean jacket this year. I was without for a while, but that would be a great place to put it. And it's like it's your thing. It's your friendship bracelet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like one of those like charm bracelets, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
How about you, Kathy? What's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing, there was a couple, but today I decided it is the clothesline. And I'm going to tell you, Grouse, it was a beautiful day, as you know. And I washed a couple sweaters and I had them out on the clothesline and laying on tables, but I did use my clothesline a little bit. I just love a clothesline. We put up a new one this year because we've had some work done here and I now have two lines and I have no excuse for not hang drying certain pieces of my clothing. I'm not going to hang some things out there, but certain things I do love to hang. And I love the process of hanging laundry too. So my clothesline is my favorite thing this week.
Nice. The smell of it makes me so happy.
Poor Eddie. I'm always like, when I'm bringing things in, especially if they're like jersey shirts that I've hung out there, I am like, touch this, feel this. This is different than when it comes out of the dryer. Just touch it, feel it. He's like, okay, okay.
And they have that like fresh smell, that fresh air smell. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. Love it. Love it. All right, guys. Well, my favorite thing this week is chickpeas. Obsessed with chickpeas. Love a chickpea. We just made, well, this is kind of a spoiler for the dinner portion, but we made something with chickpeas. And every time I have them, I just want more. I don't know what it is. I love canned chickpeas. That's me. All right. Well, let's move on to what's for dinner. Brianna, what's for dinner?
I don't know what's for dinner yet. John just got home. I just heard him come through the door. So we're going to throw together something. I was thinking if he wasn't home yet, I was just going to have like an apple with peanut butter. Because it's after 8 o'clock at this point. I don't know what's happening.
Girl dinner.
It's weird. Yeah, girl dinner. Yeah. But we might throw together something a little more substantial now that he's home.
Perfect.
Together. Perfect. All right. And ours was in nothing new and different, but it was the pizza that I make. Yeah, at home, I don't make the dough, but pizza with the sauce, a little bit of sauce, cheese, and peppers, fresh peppers. So that was ours. And I had a little salad on the side. Simple.
Oh,
nice.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
We had leftover grilled chicken. Chris made grilled chicken yesterday because it was beautiful out and we were able to use our grill, which we love. We bought marinade from the grocery store, like the store brand marinade for the chicken. Mm-hmm. So good. It was like a garlic and herb marinade. So we had a bunch of that left over and I made a grilled chicken kind of like over orzo with, I chopped up some cucumbers, some tomatoes, and a can of chickpeas with a little bit of onion and some olive oil, and just tossed it all up, put it all in a bowl. They were so good. And again, I can't say enough. I think it's the chickpeas that really seal the deal for me. They're so good. And there's a lot of protein in them. Yeah. So it's a good like protein heavy meal. But yeah, love it.
Chickpeas are great. And that orzo mix sounds awesome.
I love orzo. That's my other new obsession. I love orzo.
Now, did you eat that as a cold meal or was it hot, Natalie?
So the orzo I had just taken out of the pan. So that was hot, but everything else was cold. And like if I had tzatziki in the fridge, I would have put some in there as like a Greek kind of bowl. But I'll just put this away in the freezer. I mean, sorry, the fridge, and take it to work tomorrow, like just cold. So, yeah.
Because it got up to 80 degrees here. So it's almost like you're starting to go, okay, what are those summer meals that aren't too hot and don't require too much heat in the kitchen?
Yeah.
It's just.
Love that. All right, you guys. Well, are there any other announcements that we want to whisper for Roots, Brianna? Anything that we want to throw out there?
I think just for Roots that our summer classes are open for registration. There are some that are starting the first 2 weeks of May that will be closing soon. So if you haven't taken a peek, make sure you take a peek. It's, I think both of the sweaters start early on, and keep in mind for our beginner classes too, they start May 18th. Yeah. They'll still be up for two more weeks, but our classes that start like May 4th are going to be closing next week.
Yeah. Yeah. But lots of good stuff. Very exciting.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. And are we doing this again next week, Kathy?
Yeah, I am. Are you?
Yes.
Yes.
What will our topic be?
The topic. So it's going to be episode 186. Brianna, you're our host. Comics. What's your favorite? So to our listeners, start reading the comics this week and maybe you'll know what we're talking about. And us too, if you haven't been reading the comics, start reading them. I love reading the comics. So
are we talking like newspaper comic strips?
Yeah.
Or like comic books?
Oh, it could be comic books too. It could be comic books.
Okay.
Yeah. Wherever you get your laugh.
Right. World is our oyster.
World is our oyster. Comics. Yeah.
Perfect. Love it. Everyone bring your silly putty and a newspaper.
Yes.
Remember that?
All right, you guys. Amazing. Well, we'll be back next week to do this all over again. But just to go through a few final things, we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise there's no work involved. If you're interested, please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie to join us on the show. Be sure to read the show notes for links to our emails. Hopefully you finished your project, drink, or walk by now because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.